Welcome to the Molecular Therapy Podcast. I'm Dr. Rory Bricker-Anthony, scientific editor of the Molecular Therapy family of journals. This episode features an interview with our new editor-in-chief of Molecular Therapy Methods and Clinical Development, Dr. Mohamed Abou-Elanine. Dr. Abou-Elanine is an associate professor of medicine, oncology, pediatrics, stem cell biology, and regenerative medicine at the Keck School of Medicine at the University of Southern California. He is also the executive director of the USC CHLA Cell Therapy Program and the founding director of the newly constructed cGMP facility and the supporting quality control and process development laboratories at USC. So today we're discussing some of Mohamed's background, as well as his vision for the future of molecular therapy methods and clinical development. Welcome, Mohamed.
Thank you so much for having me. Really excited to engage with you in this discussion.
Absolutely. So, first off, you earned your MD-PhD at Charité University Hospital in Berlin, Germany, where you obtained extensive training in the clinical development and manufacturing of cell therapies. So what initially motivated you to focus on the translation of gene and cell therapies into the clinic, as well as the manufacturing process?
Oh, that takes me back quite a few years. So yeah, I think my motivation to focus on the translation of gene and cell therapies into the clinic came from my strong desire to really bridge the gap between scientific discoveries and clinical applications. And being an MD myself, this focus was really very important to me. So during my time at Charité University, where I was doing my MD-PhD focusing on manufacturing, I was really fortunate to be part of the team that developed the first regulatory T cells for solid organ transplant patients. And I was able to contribute to the entire process from research to clinical testing until the patients were treated with these products. So it was really very satisfying to see these patients responding well to the therapy. However, I also observed significant challenges in bringing these therapies from the lab bench to the bedside. And some of these, you know, are known to the field and really include, you know, integrating new innovations into manufacturing, developing processes that can streamline production and reduce costs, especially for academic institutions. And of course, ensuring doing all of that while ensuring the quality and efficacy of the final product. And most importantly, also, given that we are talking about autologous or individualized treatments, on how to reduce the batch-to-batch variability. So this understanding really fueled my commitment, you know, and interest to innovate more in the clinical development and manufacturing practices, and really how to make sure that these innovative treatments, you know, can reach patients in need safely and efficiently. So my extensive training at Charité really gave me this robust foundation in both the scientific but also the practical aspect of gene and cell therapy, which, you know, enabled me really to contribute meaningfully to this dynamic field.
That's really good. And I'm struck how well your background really aligns with the focus of methods and clinical development. Speaking of the journal, you initially joined the editorial team of Molecular Therapy Methods and Clinical Development as the associate editor-in-chief with our previous editor-in-chief, Gerhard Bauer. How did the journal evolve during your tenure as associate editor-in-chief? And how did your experience help inform your transition to the editor-in-chief position?
Yeah, I was really fortunate to join MTMCD as associate editor-in-chief under, you know, Gerhard Bauer's leadership, who is a very good colleague and friend. And he did a wonderful job during his tenure as an editor-in-chief. And I think MTMCD underwent a significant evolution during this period. We really expanded the journal's scope to include a broader range of cutting-edge methodologies and clinical developments in gene and cell therapy. We worked very hard to change the mindset of our readers and authors that MTMCD is not just a methodology journal. We are also a clinical development, as it says in the title. So we are interested in all aspects of process development, manufacturing, clinical testing, clinical trials. So we really work it to make this more clear. We also spend considerable amount of time increasing the rigor of our peer review process. And I have to give credit to our editorial team as well, and you, Rory, being one of them, in helping us to really improve our peer review and make sure that we're publishing high quality, impactful research. So my experience in this role was really invaluable in, informing my transition to becoming editor-in-chief. I had a comprehensive understanding of the editorial process. I developed a strong relationship with our editorial team, but it also gave me the chance to build a strong team of associate editors that continued with us now as I transition to this new role. So I think it's really collectively this experience equipped me with, with the skills and knowledge to lead MTMCD and continue its trajectory of growth and influence that the journal has on in the field.
That's great. Touching on your editorial team, so you have an excellent team of associate editors and a new associate editor in chief, Dr. Daniel Stone. What expertise does your team bring to the table, and how will they help implement your vision for the journal?
Yeah, I'm very glad that you asked this question because, this will give me a chance to highlight the excellent work that our associate editors and especially our associate editor-in-chief, Dan, is doing. So our team really bring a wealth of expertise and a diverse perspective to MTMCD. So all of them are, leading researchers, clinicians, really expert scientists with deep knowledge in different aspects of gene therapy, including biomanufacturing, of AAVs or CAR T cells, experience in clinical development, regulatory science. So together, this team is very, well equipped to implement our collective vision for the journal. And that includes some of the aspects that I mentioned earlier, that was started during my previous role as associate editor-in-chief. So we want to continue to expand our focus on research areas that we receive less publications on. We want to continue to attract the strong science and impactful research. We also want to continue to build a strong team of AEs, of associate editors. And of course, like with the goal of maintaining the highest standards of scientific rigors in everything we publish. So given that, I think the team that we have now will really ensure that MTMCD remains at the forefront of scientific innovation and that we continue to publish research that drives the field forward.
So you mentioned some areas that you haven't necessarily covered in the past. So what kind of areas are you going to expand into? And, are there any trends that you are looking to capture in the coming years for the journal?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, we all know that the field of gene and cell therapy is a very dynamic field. And looking ahead, I, envision us as a journal to continue to be a leading platform for innovative approaches and groundbreaking research. And I think some of the maybe topics, if I would go in specifics, would really, to capture some of these trends and innovation, I would say, looking at how artificial intelligence, and machine learning has developed over the years and becoming more impactful. And they are really transforming data analysis, patient selection, process optimization. So we plan to feature research that is exploring more of these cutting edge, you know, applications. We're also talking about, you know, other technologies such as lipid nanoparticles as a delivery system for gene editing tools and therapeutic agents. You know, they have been transforming the landscape of gene therapy. We're actually planning a special issue on this topic that should be announced soon. Also, other, you know, tools in the gene editing toolbox, such as base editing and prime editing, you know, these techniques offer more precise and efficient methods for correcting genetic mutations. And I see them really holding a great promise for treating a variety of genetic disorders. And we would love to publish more of research using these tools. We can also see how gene therapy has had transformed rare diseases and how it became a viable treatment option. And I think we would love to highlight more of these breakthroughs. Also, you know, again, as I mentioned earlier, we want to put more emphasis on publishing more clinical trials to showcase the, you know, real world impact of gene and cell therapy. Last but not least, you know, since I also have a strong interest in biomanufacturing, we want to continue to publish innovations in biomanufacturing, such as the use of novel vectors or improved scalability and automation and other advancements that can really streamline production and improve therapy accessibility to patients.
Excellent. Yeah, those are all very interesting topics that I think we're going to see an explosion in the coming years, especially the AI in terms of target discovery, data analysis, et cetera. I do want to also touch on the regulatory component, because I know that the journal does cover some of that as well. We're going to obviously be seeing a lot of changes in the regulatory environment as some of these new therapies come online, go through clinical trials. Is there any plan to start integrating more of the regulatory components into the journal as well?
Yeah, excellent question. And, you know, also, I might have not mentioned that, but in my previous role at Charité, I also was responsible for the regulatory science activities around our cell therapy development. And I was really fortunate to be engaged with regulators and understand their perspective and, you know, study different standards and guidelines that enables us to, you know, advance with these technologies to clinical trials. So I see that the regulatory landscape is also evolving, and we all know that it's a two-way process where scientists learn from regulators and understand more their vision for implementing the different standards and guidelines, but also regulators learn from scientists as the field is evolving, especially in fields like gene and cell therapies, where new technologies are, you know, emerging every now and then. So I see us also publishing articles looking more into how new standards are being applied to the field. We always welcome, for instance, our committees at ASGCT that focus on regulatory science to publish spotlights and articles and reviews on the topic. And we would love to hear from regulators as well, that they submit their work to the journal. And it's really a very interesting focus that I think we would see not just engagement from policymakers and regulators, but also scientists, as we can see translational programs and institutions are learning more about this and implementing regulatory standards in their day-to-day operation.
Fantastic. Before we start to wrap up, I did want to touch on your first special issue as MTMCD's editor in chief, which is the Biomanufacturing and Gene and Cell Therapy special issue. So, what insights can our readers expect to gain from the special issue? And are there any reviews or articles that you would like to highlight?
This special issue is really very came together very well. We witnessed a great interest from our readers and authors and colleagues submitting impactful articles to this special issue. So I think the community and our members at AGCT and our readers will really enjoy this special issue. And we are covering different critical topics, such as scalable manufacturing techniques, quality control measures, regulatory challenges, innovative biomanufacturing technologies. So it really has a wide range of topics, which will appeal to, our broad readership. I would like to highlight a couple of articles, but in no way, if I don't mention others, it means they are less impactful. All the articles are really impactful, and we enjoyed putting this special issue together. But for example, we do have a review article from our colleagues from University College London discussing the past decade of advancement of CAR T-cell manufacturing and really going through the entire process from initial development to industrial scaling. So it's really a very nice overview. We also usually receive a lot of submissions from biotech industry, which is re really like, I think we pride ourselves by being one of the journals that publish a lot important work from the industry. And for example, we have this article from Vor Biopharma, where they employed the CRISPR-Cas9 to edit the HSPCs to treat acute myeloid leukemia. And that really created a cell transplant product that can reduce the myelotoxic side effect of the CD33 targeted therapies. We also have several articles that focus on innovation in AAV vector. One of them is from Inserm France, where they devised a new approach to enhance the transduction efficiency of adeno-associated virus-based vectors. So they really showed that this modification has increased transduction in the retina in vivo models. Again, like all these innovations that leads to clinical products that are impactful for our patients and different previously untreatable diseases are really very impactful and great to have. And I think this special issue will cover important topics that will advance hopefully to the clinic and will have that kind of like, will it change and improve the landscape of gene therapy as we know it?
Yeah, this special issue was is very exciting. It was great seeing it come together, and I'm glad to see it, finally online and seeing people starting to read it and really learning, gleaning insights from it. I do want to thank you for speaking with me today. Going through kind of your vision and everything. Before we go, is there anything that you would like to expound upon in terms of your vision for the future or any upcoming projects or things with the journal that you'd like to mention?
First, I want to thank you for your time and for having me. And I really enjoyed this discussion. I think I just would like to end the conversation by saying that I see MTMCD as a place where innovation will be disseminated and great work can be published. And I hope we will continue to be an essential resource for not only researchers and scientists, but also clinicians and industry professionals, and to contribute to the advancement of gene and cell therapies. that ultimately, will improve patients' outcomes. So thank you, and I thank all our readers and contributors and authors, and I encourage them to reach out and submit their work to the journal, and we'll always do our best to get the work published in a timely manner. And we would be very happy to engage with them and answer any questions they might have. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Mohammed.